Gemara said, "Kaimelon Hilchos Kavosei." The Rav Elazar begin. The Gemara says that we paskin that Eidei Mesira Karti, which we know. Last man, we went through a list of nafkaminis. If you hold Eidei Chesima Karti, Eidei Mesira Karti, a whole list of nafkaminis between the two shitas. Before I do the Taisis, I just want to mention to you there's a. We all know that you need a get has to have Shema Ish or Shema Isha. And Shem Ira and Shem Ira, and that's true. The halacha that you need all of these things. There is a Das Yachid, Rabbeinu Yael Shita, that a get is kosher without the name of the man and without the name of the woman, and presumably without the name of the city either. Rabbeinu Yael writes, he loved him, Istafina Mechavroi, if not that I'm afraid everyone's going to scream at me, but this is what I hold. I hold it's good enough without the names. Is it Gemara?
What good is the get?
What good is the get? Oh, see, he's Masber, because Eidei Mesira Karti. We pass it from a lot. Eidei Mesira Karti. So Mir takes a piece of paper, he writes, Hare at Mugureshes, and he gives it to the woman. Just like by a chasna. By a chasna, the chasna says, Hare at Mugureshes li, the Tabazil, the Tabazil, the Tabazil. He doesn't say Hare at and say the woman's name, Mugureshes li and say his name. We don't do that, we just say Hare at Mugureshes li, because they, the Mesira, are doing it. So, it's Subah, because it's a shtar moment, it's a moment of sticker shtar. So it says it, but no, it doesn't. You need Eidei Mesira.
I don't need it.
The get that doesn't have the name only works. I'll say the Mesira. The Eidei Mesira is not going to help you.
Right.
Indeed. What? Without Eidei Mesira, look, if he'll give the get with Eidei Mesira without the name, if no one will contest it, there won't be any error, so we'll assume it's good. If there'll be a ma'ar, and then there'll be a requirement to be mekayim, so the chesima is not going to be good enough. So, you know, he's mighty, he'll need that. The kim will have to be Eidei Mesira, you have to find them, it's very hard to find them. He's not advising you to do it, he's just saying
the
that.
Way, the same way a person comes to bed and says, I got married to this lady, with two Eidei,
there's
two
Eidei
left,
not
anymore. In that one,
I got married to this chadda, meaning this film, this film that one. No. No, we'll say it, that's the end of Taisis. Even if they both say, it's only Shavi and Ashe. They live in a city, Becheskas, so then the Becheskas married. Someone just comes in and says, I'm married. It's not Shavi and Ashe Lidi Surah. We don't believe him. So the problem is it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, on Daf Yates Amid Beis has a Maisa. Must have made the headlines. Ahu Gavrit Da'olah Be'i Kenishka. Gemara there brings a story. A fellow walked into shul one day. Shakal Sefer Torah, went over to the Aron, pulled out the Sefer Torah, Yav Lo L'Debisu, gave it to his wife, for Amalah Hagitech, it's in front of Eidei Mesira. He took the Sefer Torah, and he said, I'm giving you this, but Torah's get. He gave her the Sefer Torah, I guess it was his Sefer Torah, he couldn't have done it. So he gave her his Sefer Torah. He held in the Sefer Torah, it says the word Sefer Krisus. So this should be a good get. So what if it says other things in it too? That doesn't really do it. That doesn't So Amar Rav Yosef, Lamai Leich Hashlok. What am I worried about? Imishum Krisus de Ispa, if because it says in it, because of La Sefer Krisus, Habiyina because of La Lashma, Valeka. Zakti Gemara, maybe. L'vichitayma Dilma Leichish, Dilma Agdim V'yav Zuzi L'Safra, Meikara. Maybe when the Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah, this man gave him money to write a Lishma that he should be able to use the Sefer Torah as a get. So he says, no, Habi'ina Shmai Vishma Valaka. Shemira Vishemira Valaka. Well, we need to have names in it. There's no names. So the Gemara says, Fresh Gemara. So the Gemara says that it's no good. So Rabbeinu Yael says that that's not a raya. It could be that's going light Rameir. Well, they dechsim a karti. If you're dechsim a karti, then of course you need the names in the get. But lididan that we pass in the mesira karti, so maybe it's no raya. So any gemara, you're going to bring a raya to me, I'll say maybe that's Rameir, maybe it's not Rav Elazar. So what? Bama Diyama there. Yeah, so Tyson says there would be Yosef passing like Rabbi Elazar. Who do you see? Come Rabbi Yosef Yael Akne Be'edim Esir Rabbi Elazar. Okay, that Gemara, alright, we'll have to see. The Raya from that Tysus, from that Gemara Sanhedrin is not a good Raya. Tysus is a good Raya, but they had two different Gersais in that Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Rif, the Ran slugs up this Raya also. But anyway, this is the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yad. Now, the Mishnah really says later that if you make a mistake in the Shem, the Mishnah says, Shina, Shmai Vishma, Shemir Vishemira, it's possible. So, what? It says later that if you make a mistake in the name, in the get, it's possible. And that Rabbeinu Yael doesn't argue with. That if you make a mistake in the name, it's possible. And what? So the chilek is that Rabbeinu Yael is that a chesaron of mezuyim v'taychai, which is our Gemara says that even if you don't need it, once you have it, it's got to be good. Just like our Gemara says, the Rav Elazar holds you don't need eidei chesima, but once you have eidei chesima have to be lishma. So you cannot have eidei chesima, but once they're there, they have to be lishma. Or as mezuyim v'taychai, the same thing. You don't have to have shma v'shma. But once you have it, if there's a mistake in it, there's a shinoi in it, so then that's going to pass. That is my doubt. The problem is in the title. So this is it's a das yachid. I don't know even the din of a chayshish for it, but yes, we spoke about many nafkaminis between Rame and Rebelaz over the time. According at least to one sheet in the Rishayim, this is a very big nafkamina. If you need shma yivishma in the shtar, Rame zechul would hold you need shma yivishma. And he would hold the only Shmai B'Shmai, Rebbe Elazar would hold the according to the Shem. Alright, Taisus de Kaimala. Okay, it's a very, it's an interesting Taisus. It has a lot of potential to be confusing. And therefore, what I think I'm going to do before we learn the Taisus is just sort of draw the line. This Taisus is arguing, this Taisus says three things which the Rif disagrees with. There are three nekudas here in Taisvis that are not Keshitas Rif. Now obviously if you have one Taisvis arguing with the Rif in three things, it would be nice if we could find one nekuda that all three machlokes are not totally in. That has to do with the lamdas. But the ideas you have to know, number one, Taisvis paskins right in the beginning, that Mishum Demayri Hacha Begitten Nachin Gitten Aval Halacha Kamaisai Af Bishar Shtaris, that Taisa Shita is we paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Eidei Mesira Karti Af Bishar Shtaris by all Shtaris. The Rif holds that we only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, only by Gittin, and we paskin like Rameya Bishar Shtaris. Taisa himself says that Kamam Eroi hold that way. So that's much like this number one, how we paskin. By the Rayas, so the Ran shlugs up the Raya from Sanhedrin Daf Chavches that the Kiva mentioned. He says there's a different Girsa in the Gemara there, so it's not a Raya. The Ran answers the Rayas. So that's Machlekes number one. How do we paskin where Belos only begitten or a Kol Hashtaris? Machlekes number two. In Rebelaza holds a day Mesira Karti. So we learned, I think, again, this was before Yom Tov, that the Rif Shita is, in Rebbe Elazar, Af Eidei Mesira Karati. The Rebbe Elazar Shita is, Eidei Mesira Karati, But not dafke eide mesira karti. Af eide mesira karti. That Rabbi Elazar holds eide chasima are good, or eide mesira. You could go one or the other. So that according to the Rif, Remeya holds you must have eide chasima. Rabbi Elazar holds af eide mesira karti, that you can have either eide chasima or eide mesira. You can have one or the other. And we had the Ram's Hesber in this, which we'll come back to. But this is Machlokes number two. Okay? In Shitas Rav Elazar, the Rif holds Af Eide Mesira Karti, either or. And our Taisvis, as we're going to see in a few minutes, holds Davka. Taisvis says he must have Eide Mesira or can't be a good get. The third Machlokes is in Shitas Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir hold? The Rif holds Eide Chasima alone. That Eide Chasima alone are required in Shitas Remeir. And you don't need Eide Mesira. And this Tosis holds that you need both. This Tosis holds that you need both of them. You need Eide Kwet Remeir, you need Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. So it can be confusing, right? According to the Rif, when Rabbi Elazar says Eide Mesira Karati, it's left out. It's Af Eide Mesira Karati. And like Tosfos, when Rabbi Elazar said Eide Mesira, he was Dafka. When Rabbi Meir said Eide Chasima Karati, he didn't mean you only need Eide Chasima. He's asking you need Eide Mesira as well. That's the what. So these are the three machlokes, and the third machlok is I'm not sure I can show you the Feirish and the Rif that the Rif argues in that Nakuda, because the Rif doesn't explain Remeir. But I think that's the understanding of the Acharonim, that it's either or. Either you hold Afei de Mesira Karati, or you hold that Remeir requires Afei de Mesira. But Akoponim, for sure, there are three machlokes. The first two is the Feirish and the Rif that they argue. The third is Vaita Machlokes, Mestam, it's Shitas Rif. Just mentioning to you there may be mefakvik, and if it is banishing to serve. So throw Tosfos inside, and either way, these are the three nekudas to come out of Tosfos with. And of course, the end of Tosfos, which we had spoken already about, if you say Hadas Baldin by Gittin, which is like a fourth nekuda in Tosfos that we're not going to go into. We had that already last week. So Tosfos, we should may yachad be Gittin or Gittin. Avalach kamaisi af bishar shars. Afagav, Chol Amiroi, Velakamon, Sabri, Kerev, Elaza, Dafka, Begitten. Those of you who learn Peivav Amid Beis, remember, it's like half an Amid, it just says, this person said, Allah, Kerev, Elaza, Begitten. This person said, it's like, you know, the Dafyemi's dream, you know, you have a half an Amid that, you know, you just say, he holds this way, he holds this way, he holds this way. So it's a half an Amid with names. So it should be klar. The Gemara spends half an amid. It's not so klar. Tais says even though it mentions so many amirayim, they hold that way. The kaima lo kishmo v'dini. The polos of the kamana derav v'kamer af b'shar shtaris. V'oid, and I'll prove it from Perek Zebair. Gabi matanta da'avachas milay tregisi. There was a shtar matana on which two brothers-in-law were the Aden. Kamer av yosef zielak niyei ve'ede mesirik Rav Elazar. Oh, so we see he passed in like Rav Elazar and it was shar shtaris. U'parach le'abayim. And another raya with Pir Kadami, Amar Ababa, Haishtar, Parsa, the Masrin Ali, Babisadi, Israel, Magvinam and Bidechari, Lafika, Magvinam and Bidechari, till Ulafikach, easy Tysis. Till here, Tysis says, first, Nakuda, that we pass Gim like Rebbe Elazar, Dafka Begin. So the next Nakuda of Tysis, Lafikach. Tzarech li zayir, shiu eidei mesira b'shas nesinas aget. De inu karti. De lekosham eidei mesira enibu gureshes. This is the second machlaikis, right? This is the second machlaikis. Taisa says, Lafika tzarech lizoyer, shu eidei mesira b'shas nesinas haget. Not like the Rif. The Rif said that if there are no eidei mesira b'shas haget, it's fine. Eidei chesim are good enough. So Taisa says, no. Taisa says, tzarech lizoyer, shu eidei mesira b'shas nesinas haget. The question is, what is the pshat in the word lefikach? Lefikach. Therefore, since I just told you, the chiddush that kaimalon karabalaza begit and not peshar shtaris, lefikach tzarich lizoher shuei de mesir b'shas nesiras haget. That's nothing to do with the other. That's one thing. Let's say a pasuk like Rebbe Elazar by Gittin and Shar Shtaris, it would be the same thing. Taisa says you pasuk Rebbe Elazar by both. Taisa says you pasuk Rebbe Elazar by both, by Gittin and Shar Shtaris. Lefikach tzarich lizoher. And if I were passing like Rebbe Elazar only by Gittin and not by Shar Shtaris, it wouldn't be the same thing. What's this lefikach?
Since you're passing like Rebbe Elazar, is it passing like Rebbe Elazar by Gittin?
So it's nothing to do with the first day for Taisvis. It just goes in the Gemara. So I would have learned maybe that way.
Because what I just said,
maybe I would have said Lefikach goes on the Gemara. That Lefikach, since you pass on the Kabbalah, therefore you need a Divisim. It seems the Achrayim all understood that it's a Hemshech of Taisvis. They make this point, yes? Ulefikach. And therefore, mashmah is a connection. Okay. So the question is, what's this connection? So there's a Pnei Yeshua, which everybody brings down as if it's easy to understand. The stomach is easy to understand. I was still trying to understand it this morning and last night. And let me tell you the words the way it goes easily. I'm not sure what the lefikach is. Again, what are we trying to do? What Peshua is doing is making the first two machlaiks in the Rif, Tali Zabizel. Right? The first two machlaiks that I mentioned to you. The first machlaik is to be passing the Rabbalah only by Gittin or by everything. Taisa holds by everything. The second machlaik is, if Rabbalah holds Af Eide Mesira Karati and Eide Chesima too, these two should be Tali Zabizel. Why should they be told these episodes? Pashtus, it's hard to see what's the connection. So the way the words of Pnei Yeshua seem to say is like this. If you hold like the Rif, and you paskin that Eidei Mesira is only by Gittin. But by Shar Shtaris, Eidei Chesima Karti. That means by Shar Shtaris, it's Eidei Chesima that makes it happen. And not Eidei Mesira. Dafke Eidei Chesima. So that would seem to indicate that Eidei Chesima are better than Eidei Mesira. Because you see, by Shar Shtaris, Eidei Chesima work and Eidei Mesira don't work. Right? So if you're going to say that we paskin by Shar Shtaris like Rav Meir, that means you're saying Eidei Chesima are very good. So if Eidei Chesima are very good, so then, when Rabbi Elazar says Eidei Mesira Karati, he must mean Af Eidei Mesira Karati. Because since Eidei Chesima are so good, you see it's from Shar Shtaris, by Shar Shtaris Eidei Chesima work, and Eidei Mesira don't work. So now when you get to Gittin, you'll have to say that we passed in Eidei Mesira Karati, but Eidei Chesima must be good too. Because you see, Eidei Chesima are better than Eidei Mesira by Shar Shtaris. You follow? La'alacha. In other words, Ladina. If you're going to paskin like the Rif, that Eidei Chesima by Shar Shtaris are good and Eidei Mesira are no good, so that means what's stronger? Eidei Chesima or Eidei Mesira? That means Eidei Chesima are stronger. So if Eidei Chesima are stronger by Shar Shtaris, so then by Gittin also, if you paskin Eidei Mesira Karati, it should be both, because Eidei Chesima we see are strong. So let it be Eidei Chesima Karati, Eidei Mesira Karati, but Eidei Chesima also strong. So they should also work. It's the way the words seem to say in the Pnei Yeshua. And Good. One second. Yes, the first time I just say the Peshua, you got to swallow the Peshua and go back. So Zok the Peshua, that's Pshat Lefika. Since I paskin like Rebbe Elazar by everything. So I paskin like Rebbe Elazar by everything. That means I hold that the Chassima are inferior to the Nesira. So I'm paskin by every star, the Chassima no good. That means what? Better, Eide Mesira, better than Eide Chassima. So since Eide Mesira better than Eide Chassima, therefore, by Gittin, Eide Mesira karati is Dafka Eide Mesira, then the stronger one, and not Eide Chassima, which is the weaker one. So with the way Yeshua is saying, the Machloikis, the Rif and Taisus is, the Rif holds Eide Chassima, Be'etzem are stronger. And that's why he holds both things. He holds that by Sharshtar is Eide Chassima good, and that by Gittin, Eide Chassima also good. And Taisus holds, no, Eide Mesira are superior to Eide Chassima. So therefore, A, by Sharshtar is he needs Eide Mesira, and B, over here, Eide Mesira is Dafka. Okay, it sounds like a very simple, it sure sounds very simple, it's sort of a Kal v'Chomer. It's a Kal v'Chomer, right? Tosfos is saying that if you hold Eide Chassima work by Mamin, and Eide Mesira don't work by Mamin, so then by Gittin, where Eide Mesira work, Eide Chassima should certainly work. Right? If you would hold like the Rif by one, you have to hold like the Rif the other. It's kind of some kind of Kal v'Chomer. What? So Lefikach, so the Taisus is saying Lefikach on his own sheet. Taisus is saying I hold that we never pass the Eide Chassima good. Eide Mesira are better. Lefikach by Gittin Mesira is Dafka. Hashem came that if you argue with the first thing, then you'll have this Kal v'Chomer. Taisus
is starting with the Hanukkah that Eide Chassima work for Mamnus.
Taisus is starting, is bavarning that halacha. Taisus is saying, not like the Rif. The Rif holds that Eide Chassima will work by Mamin, because he passed with the Kremeya by Mamin. Taisus is saying, I disagree with the Rif. I hold that even by Mamin Eide Chassima no good. So since I hold even by Mamin Eide Chassima no good, I hold Eide Mesira superior. So since I hold Eide Mesira superior, therefore, I also hold that by Gittin, Eide Mesira is Dafka. Because Eide Mesira had the better Eides.
Why is it Dafka?
It's
the same thing. I mean, you're coming back if we're starting off with the thing, since we're passing by, the Lord says that Eide Mesira is correct, we're sending that by Omanus also. Isn't that way by Omanus, so Kolshkin is that way by Gittin.
Is that not going on? In Tysus, it's not a Kolshkin, it's just a Huadin.
Right.
In Tysus, it's a Huadin. In Taisus, that's who I did. Just like over there, by Mamin, we say Chassim is no good, Mesir is good. So we see Mesir is better. So same thing by Get, Mesir is good, and it's not Af Eide Mesir, it's Daf Eide Mesir. Because Eide Mesir are better.
And we know Eide Mesir are better because only they work, Eide Mesir alone work for Mamin.
That's right.
But we only know that because we started off knowing that there were lots of things like it, and then we're applying it to all stars. Taisus and Mechan is just applying to all stars. So I'm thinking it's all stars, and I'm thinking since I say by all the stars, there must be that by Gittin it's Dafka.
I mean, if you say Af Eide Mesira by Gittin, you'll say it by Mamin too.
No, I'm just saying Eide Mesira applies everywhere. So we'll say it applies to Gittin and to Mamin. And then what do I have to? What can I deduce from that? I can't do this. I say by Mamin, so I should learn back to Gittin something.
You don't see the Lefikach.
Yeah.
To understand the Lefikach, you have to understand the Rif Shita. The Rif Shita is that by Mamin, it's Dafka Eide Chassima. So if you hold like the Rif, that it's Dafka Eide Chassima by Mamin, you must hold that Eide Chassima is stronger than Eide Mesira. So if Eide Chassima is stronger than Eide Mesira, so then by Gittin, Eide Chassima should be good. So Taisus, since I disagree with that, I pass me like Shmuel that Eide Chassima are not good at all. Lefikach is Dafka Eide Mesira. if I would pass like Rav, and it could be like the Rif, that it could be both, and that by Mamin it would be Dafka Eidech Sima, so here it would be both. I could argue with you, but it doesn't matter because we're always trying to tip Shat and Taisis Lafika. Someone doesn't have to know what Duran's lum is. Taisis is saying, if I would pass me like Ramea by Mamin,
then you can hold it like the Riff, but if you hold it the Duran's Shat and the Riff, then you can hold it like the Riff.
No. And because if you hold.
I'm showing you a Koyach in Chassima, she's telling you a Din that when you do a Chassima, what
is it? If you hold. That by Mamin, Eidech Sima is Dafka. The old Eidech Sima is Dafka by Mamin, so Eidech Sima should be good also by Gittin. It's true. Now, whether you hold like the Ran, you hold like the Ran, it would fit both ways.
Why do you say it's like Rameir by Shachar, but also by Gittin? It's before by Gittin.
Why should say that? So you see, this is the nakuda that you have to chop in the Pnei Yeshua. That's why I'm not. Let me explain the Pnei Yeshua. But before you have Shurikai, Nemesh and Shurikai. But the Pnei Yeshua is trying to say halacha has to be consistent. So if you're passing Rameh by Shah Shtaris, and you're saying by Shah Shtaris, Eidechasim is Dafka, then Eidechasim is better than Eidechasim. Now, therefore, la halacha, when you're passing a gittin eidim esira, how does that stem? Must be, you understand, eidim esira to mean af eidim esira. It's either one, either chesima or mesira. Understand? You're right, Rameh could be one shita or another shita. But la halacha, if we're going to pass like Rameh by Shashtaris, Dr. Pnei Yeshua, we're going to have to pass like Rabbi Baza, that af eidim esira can't. Because you're going to have to make eidim esira strong. The Pnei Yeshua, there are a number of problems with the Pnei Yeshua, the way it's presented. One problem is that if you're going to say that if you're going to tell me, given, by Mamin, Eide Chesima is good. By Get, Eide Mesira is good. Right? That's given. So then you want to start making a Kavu Chayim. So you can make the Kavu Chayim in any direction you want. And this whole thing is based that by Mamin, you see Eide Chesima is good. So Eide Chesima is stronger than Eide Mesira. Must be the same thing by Get. I can start the other way. I can say, 1 minute, by Get, Eidim Esira is good, Eidim Esira is no good. So must be Eidim Esira is better than Eidim Esira.
You can't compare Get to
Shashtaris. So the answer is that you can't compare Get to Shashtaris. The whole thing doesn't seem to stem, because how are you comparing a Get, which needs Eidim al Dovah Shabbat Erba, to Shashtaris, which needs Eidim al Dovah Shabbat Erba? It's two different things. Over there, you need a dechasima to give it a shem shtar by mamon. It doesn't seem to be totally zeh b'zeh the two. It's hard to follow that it's totally zeh b'zeh. I mean, as a kasha, that if you're going to start, you're going to tell me, okay, the Rif paskins, Rav Elazar holds a dechasima karati by gittin. That's the way we paskin. By mamon, we paskin dechasima. Now. Before you say any apps, you just start that way. How do you know which one's stronger? You have no raya either way. You can't start and tell me, for Mammon we see Eidim is stronger. I'll tell you no. You see from Gittin, Eidim is stronger. It's very hard to from that alone to buy ice this whole binyan. Now it's true, the Rif Taka holds. The Rif told us, he holds that Eidim Chesim is good by Gittin too. It's true, the Rif holds that way. But to say it's totally Zebizeh, it's not Dafka totally Zebizeh. You know, the truth is that way. The Rif holds both ways. But to say it's totally Zebizeh, someone else can come along and can hold it in between Shita. It's not necessarily totally one or the other.
I mean, Rav Elazar sounds like he's coming and he's being Mechadish Eidim Zeh Karpi. It sounds from Rav Elazar like we knew there was something before. I don't know where we knew it from before, but it sounds like Rav Elazar is telling us something, you know. Up until now, we've been working with it.
Why are you assuming Rav Elazar is telling me something new more than Ramey is telling me something new? Maybe up until now I work with Eidim Esira. No. Again, mamlus. What do most people assume? Well, what do most people think? Dikur is eidach simay de mesirah. Huh? What do you think most people think? If I lend someone money, what am I looking for? Huh? Really, eidach simay de mesirah? You know why? Because you're thinking of eidach simay, people who sign it and see the mesirah. You know what I mean? People sign it and don't see the mesirah. Is that really what you're looking for? I'm not sure one is more than the other. In halacha, I know. I'm just saying, to stop Ashkaf Rishayna, which one's stronger? It's Mukhach that Eidech Sima is stronger. And that's what you say. And maybe it's Svara, it's more Mustabra, Eidech Sima is stronger. And the Chiddush is Rebelaz. Maybe, maybe not. What?
The Malva. Because he doesn't care, he doesn't give all his money.
Yeah, but if there's going to be a fight, again, if he's a lamb, then you're right. I'm just saying, just to go by Ashkaf Rishayna, which is stronger, Eidech Zimei de Mesira, I don't think there's Ashkaf Rishayna that one is stronger than the other. When you get to the nitty gritty of how we pass, because of course it comes out.
If it's a writing, the person thinks, you know, it's a sign, it's more cautious than the family, it's really sore, giving
over. You actually see something funny, you feel like, something happened.
Could be.
I can't. Like the Rant has been the rift, this whole thing issue is not true.
No, but it will be true.
It really doesn't. The whole thing issue really doesn't. Because according to Rant has been the rift, it's not because Eidech Sima are stronger than Eidech Mesira. It's because Eidech Sima are Eidech Mesira. What kind of Kabbalah?
I don't think it's like a regular Shabbat. Sam Shabbat is my Eidech Sima. So it doesn't help me to make an Eidech Mesira. Because you need to have it, and
it does help. Going to Riff or Tysus?
Like Tysus.
Regular Shtar Eyes.
Regular
It's very complicated. Once you start with the Ram, the words you said aren't true. Because then you could, if you work with the Ram, you could pass him like Rebbe Laza, Bishar Shtaris, and still hold that the Eidech Sima are good. Because Rebbe Laza means Af Eidech Mesira. Right? Taisa doesn't hold that way. The Ram holds that way. The starting point of Ramea Shita, that Chassimu works by Shashtaris. And I also have a starting point by Gittin that Mesira works from the Pasuk because of Anasa, we pass in Kribalaza, right? So I have one starting point by Sharshtaris, one starting point by Gittin. It's a problem. I don't know. The Pnei Shua, to me, I have a hard time with the Pnei Shua. It seems like you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing Eidech Hasima by Mamin and Eidech Mesira here. If you say it's all the same, like Rabbi Laz himself or May himself, fine. But if you say La Halacha, that we could paskin, like the Rift, that one is one way and one's the other way, I don't see this Kavl Chaymer or this Svar. You know what it's like? It's like the old Kavl Chaymer where I mentioned. I asked you once why. I make a Kavl Chaymer. What's wrong with the following Kavl Chaymer? Madoch, my wallet. Now I'm allowed to spend money for my wallet. And you're not allowed to spend money for my wallet. So your wallet, where you're allowed to spend the money, I'm certainly allowed to spend money from your wallet. That's a Kavl Chaymer, no? Right? Make a Kavl Chaymer. Madoch, my wallet, I can spend my money and you can't spend my money. So you see, I'm stronger than you. So your wallet, where you could spend the money, I certainly could spend the money. So try to convince somebody that that's not a good Kavl Chaymer. So it sounds like a perfect Kavl Chaymer. No?
Why can't you spend money from my wallet?
say that, I can't spend the money. Maybe I'll show you there's nothing in the coin. The answer is that you can't make kal v'chaymiz where each side has its own reason. That's the reason that I could spend the money for my wallet, because it's mine. The reason you could spend the money is because it's yours. You can't make kal v'chaymiz like that. Kal v'chaymiz has to be, can't be where he and they send us, where that's good for the reason. Right? You can't. Most people, you tell them this kal v'chaymiz, you know what they say, why it's not a good kal v'chaymiz? Because they'll tell you the same kal v'chaymiz, right? So it's a good answer, but it doesn't answer the question, right? But the answer is because it's the reason. The reason this is good is because this is this, and the reason that my wallet is good is mine because it's mine. Your wallet is yours because it's yours. So the reason, if you paskin like the Rif does, that by mamin eidech sima is good, and that by gittin eidech mesira, you know why? Because by gittin it says because of inasan, and gittin is totally a mesira. Mesira karti, mesira makes the get, by mamin, the mesira, there's no deposit that the mesira makes the get, so you just need the chasima sa'edim, and that's it. It's not because overall one is stronger than the other. And the truth is that the Ran's Hezber of the Rif, which we learned when we learned the Rif before Yom Tov, the Ran doesn't even say what the Peshua says, that the reason Af Eidah Mesira Karati is because Eidah Chasima are stronger. You see, by Mamun they're stronger, so here they're also stronger. That wasn't the Ran's Hezber. The Ran had his whole Hezber. So the way Peshua says is a problem. Elamai, Peshua didn't mean it the way I'm telling it to you. I don't know what he meant. I can tell you, if you look in the Chiddush Rav Nachum when he brings the Pesach Yeshua, and you look in the Brachas Avraham when he brings it, and I think the Shuri Rav Shmuel brings it, they all bring the Pesach Yeshua with more Hezbo. Not the way I said it to you, not the way the words say in the Pesach Yeshua. And the reason they do that is because it needs more Hezbo, but I'm not clear to me, I don't see the Lefikach. Taisus says it. Taisus says, Taisus Abizeh. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying I don't understand the svara why one is totally in the other. And I don't know. Maybe you look in the Pnei Yeshua, you'll understand it better. I had this problem with it. Let's move on to the next nekuda of Taisus. Taisus lefika tzoy lezor shiyu eidei mesira b'shas nesina saget inu karati di lekasham eidei mesira inu b'gureshes afagav v'ik eidei chesima. Aye, why do we have eidei chesima? Kashal eitais shita that eidei mesira dafka. Why do you have eidei chesima for? Why bother? Eidei chesima don't do anything. Lai mahani eidei chesima. Now listen to this next line. Lai mahani eidei chesima ela shim yamusu eidei mesira. Yechol amdina siyam shetinosei ayid eidei chesima. The mistam of Echshunasa. You hear this line? Taisus is talking. Eidei mesira dafka. Dafka, not like the rest. Eidei mesira dafka. So Taisus, why do we sign? So Taisus, you know why? Because if the eidei mesira are going to be a medina siyam, we'll use the eidei chesima. What's the Hezber? I thought you just told me you need Eidei Mesira. So Pshat and Taisus is, Yitaka need Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira make the gigit. Just, if they're Eidei Chasima, then we assume they were Eidei Mesira. Mestama, they were Eidei Mesira. You understand? If you have Eidim who signed this get, like Rabbi Lazar's Maida, then you could say Mestama, they were Eidei Mesira. Why? We see the Eidei Chesima. We're Mekayim the Eidei Chesima. So we're saying, if they're Eidei Chesima, Mestama, they were Eidei Mesira. No, you don't need. If you have Eidei, if they didn't go to Medina Siyam, Eidei Mesira here, it's fine. Oh, you want, if you're a smart person, if you can Eidei, you'll always have Eidei Chesima too. Truth is, you don't have to, because most people are not Ma'arangit. So you won't have to be Mekayim. But how come? Listen to what we're saying. We're saying now, Taisa Shita. Eidei Mesira Karati. Eidei Chesima is nothing. Afal Pikein, we signed Eidei Chesima, then they tikkun Olam, then if we can't find the Eidei Mesira, the fact that they're Eidei Chesima will say, is enough that we should say, Mestama, they were Eidei Mesira. Mechitesi. Mechetesi, because they were Eidi Chassima, Mestama, they were Eidi Mesiri. Mechetesi, where does this come from? You're right. Again, I wanted to focus on Pshat rather than comparing it. Pshat in this line, what does it mean, Mestama? Okay, Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shurim of Avav Basra says, when he talks about the concept of Kayach Hashtar, we had a Yisayid that the Torah created Shtarais, and we are obligated always to try to be Machshir Hashtar. Anytime a Shtar comes in front of us, and we're not sure if it's kosher or possible, we could touch it two ways. We have to touch it that it's kosher. But Marshall, we had an example. If a shtar is brought in front of us, it was written on Yud Iyar 12 noon. And then we look in the calendar, we see Yud Iyar 12 noon was Shabbos. So can't be it was written, there must be a mistake. It says it was written on Yud Iyar on Shabbos, in the middle of the day, it couldn't have been. So there's a mistake. So either it's a mistake and it's a shtar mugdim. Either it was written on Sunday, they made a mistake, they dated a Shabbos. Or it was written Friday, and they made a mistake, and they dated a Shabbos. It's 50-50 chance. Could have been a Shtar Mokdim, could have been a Shtar Mokdim. The halacha is that we teach, since a Shtar Mokdim is possible, Shtar Mokdim is kosher, we teach the Shtar that it's a Shtar Mokdim. We automatically assume that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. We teach it that way. That that's the din of Eidim Shenechru Goyedusam Bebezdin, Kimishnim Sureidus, Kimishnechru Goyedusam Bebezdin, Eidim Nasayim Nashtas, Kimishnechru Goyedusam Bebezdin, that's the Kayach Ashtar, that we assume that a star, if you can touch it two ways, you assume it's kosher. Akedekach. Rabbi Chanan brought the Rajba, the Chuvas Rajba. The Rajba's case was a star that had three signatures. A shtar had three witnesses signed, and the first witness was a kariv, and the next two were kosher witnesses. The first witness was a kariv, and the next two were kosher. So pashtus, what should be the din? Nimtzeichem eim kariv apostle, the whole shtar is batal. That's the pashtus. Three people say eidus, and one is a kariv. Pashtus, it's possible. So the chiddush otzum of the Rashba was that when mashadis. How could we be masher? A karev sign. We say, mistam, the karev sign, just to fill in the blank line. The halacha is, you're not supposed to have blank lines in a shtar. And if you left the blank line by mistake, so you put in, you fit something in into the, you don't leave it blank, we put a squiggly line in. So we say that mistam, the karev signed it because there was extra space, so they told the karev, just write your name there to fill up the space. And he never meant to say, hey, this together with the other two. Even though it's a little far-fetched to teach it this way, that was the chiddush of the Rashba Kayach Hashtar. But Mechonon above Abasra, when he brings this concept of Kayach Hashtar, he points to this line in Tosfos. He brings our Tosfos here in Gittin. It says, K'moshe Kasu Tosfos in Gittin Daf Dalet, that Shem Yom Yomusu Eidei Mesira Yechol Amdiris Ayam Shati Nasi Yedei Chasima De Mistoma Behechshir Nasi. He quotes those three words. Mistoma Behechshir Nasi. If you have a shtar, you touch up the shtar. Mistoma Behechshir Nasi. Stoma, that's a good shtar. So that's the concept of Kayach Hashtar. That if you have a shtar, Mistoma Behechshir Nasi. So the only time it's called a shtar is if you have a Chasim. If you have Adam who signed the shtar, that's called a shtar. And then we have the concept that Torah created, the concept of shtaris, and we assume shtaris are good. So this is a packed tesis. This has nothing to do with the three machlokes. This is agav, another yisayid, which is gabayit on this tesis.
You can also that
Taisa Shita could be master that way.
Right.
I mean, even this line, you could be master that way. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. What? So why do we say that it was given away the Mesira? Why are we saying the stomach took place? Maybe it didn't take place. Maybe the shtar was given over to Saul. If anything, it's more of a raya from Tysus. Tysus is saying something which has nothing to do with the hechsher of the shtar at the time they signed. It has to do with later, and we still assume that it's good. See, this shtar is only going to be a get if it was given by the Mesirah. And therefore, we assume it was given by the Mesirah. It's not less of a chiddush, it's more of a chiddush.
It's only a gerush that was given by the Mesirah. It's a get either way, there's no question.
Maybe play the shtar wrong with
the Mesirah. Maybe it's a get, it makes a gerush. Makes a get that was part of the gerush. All shaylos by
one. So either Abba, you're right. So you see from Tysus even more. You don't see less. You see even more. Okay, knock it down. Not only are we masha the guf I get, but we say that the Messiah was done properly too. Those were masha the whole whatever the shtar to two wife were masha.
Assuming that we assume that the gersh is replaced because it's only the shtar, so it could be replaced with the shtar, and we can assume that, just like the Ron said in the Stama, it was given to the Messiah, and the rest said that.
The same thing, the Stam was given also on the day of your Tiyan. Could be a Shabbat summer, and you're reading it to places to say that it's because Al-Qaeda Shtar that was saying that the Tiyan should be the same time. I mean, it's a Shtar. You're saying, doesn't have to be a Shtar. It could be a Zayt Gomdina. It could be an assumption that it was given. Why does, what does that have to do with the signatures? So it's not to do with the signatures. Even without any Tiyan, why don't I say? But what do I need signatures for? Why don't I just say, if the get was written properly, even without signatures, if I know the get was written properly, I assume it was given properly. What do I need signatures for that?
Whatever the line meant, that they're able to assume on the eager daughter, even though they didn't see the
scare. Let's see what the Ram meant. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's a thing. Kaponim, at least Rabbi Chanan understands that this is a chiddush here in this line of Tysus. Now, the third Nakuda of Tysus, which is towards the end of Tysus, Oy the Rogel Rameh Tam Leimer. I feel Rameh, but yeah, the Mishas the Sinus I get. Question is there any way to be, are these two machlokes in Tali Zebizeh or they're not Tali Zebizeh? So again, I don't want to confuse you. Two shailas, one shaila like Rabbi Loza, is it Af Eidei? And the second shaila Rameya, is it, do you need Mesira too? I'm going to tell you concise, and tell me if it's your zeis that makes the two machlokes in Tali Zebizeh. But let me tell you how the concise learned the machlokes, the riff and Tysus. Ktsais is Simit Tzadik, Sakat Zion. The Ktsais goes on something we're all familiar with already, we've had many times. The Shaila of Eide Yediya, Olai Eide Ria, by Davar Shebera, a Gittin Kedush. If you have Eide Yediya, Olai Eide Ria, the case that they argued was that the Eidim that were watching the putting on of the ring, they saw the ring in the man's hand. And they saw the kala stick out a finger, and punked the second that he put it on, they were blocked. Somebody stepped in between them and walked past, and then when the person walked past, they saw the ring was on her finger, and it was not in his hand. Do they know it was given? They're 100% positive it was given. They're 100% positive it was given. Did they see it? They didn't see it. It's called Eide Yediya, Balay Eide Rish. So we had a machlaikis. Numerous Achrayim argued about it, whether Eide Yediya without Eide Ria, whether that works by getting the Kiddush. That was the issue. I think the Beis Shmuel held that the Helder was good, the Tum Helder is no good. We have a number of Avnei Meluims on the issue of Eide Yediya below Eide Ria. The Ktsai says that this riff, where the riff holds af eide mesira karati, which means what? Eide chasima are also good. Then if you hold eide mesira karati, eide chasima are also good. What was the Ran's hesber? The Ran explained why are eide chasima good? I there no eide mesira. So the Rav said that the Rif really holds Eidei Mesira are the Iker. The Iker is Eidei Mesira alone. Eidei Mesira are the Iker. If you have Eidei Chasima who signed it, and now you see the Shtar coming out of the hands of the woman, that's an Anansadi, that's Eidei Yediya. Wait, so I explained, that's Eidei Yediya that there was a Mesira. We know there was a Mesira. How do we know there was a Mesira? Because Adam signed it, it was in the man's hand. Now the lady walks in, she's holding it in her hand. So the Rav said that that's an Anasadi that the get was given. Because the get, good Adam signed it when it was by the husband. And now it's coming out of the wife's hand. Anything could be. It could be he lost it, it could be she found it. But Stama, the assumption is that it was given. That Rif's Shita, which Tosis argues with. Tosis disagrees with that. Zoktik Tzais, that's because the Rif holds that Eidei Yediya is adequate. It's enough Eidei Yediya. You don't need Eidei Riya. So Memeva, we pass in Eidei Mesira Karati. Eidei Mesira Karati. But you don't need Eidei Riya. They didn't have to see the Mesira. It's good enough they know there was a Mesira. How do they know? Because they signed the Shtar, and now we see it coming out of the woman's hand. That's called Eidei Yediya. Eidei Yediya is good enough. Zoktik Tzais, that's Pshat in the Rif. Memela, he doesn't go into Tosis, but it would follow that Tosis disagrees. Tosis holds no. Eidei Mesira needs Eidei Riya. You have to see. You have to see the giving over. So Eidei Mesira is Dafke Eidei Mesira. You can't have Eidei Chasima and Memela you make with your thumb and you realize there was a Mesira. That's not good enough. Tosis holds Eidei Mesira Karati, you need a Riya. And the Rif holds Eidei Mesira Karati, it's good enough Yediya that you know. How do you know? Because you have good Eidei Chasima and it was in the husband's hand, now it's in the woman's hand. So that's Eidei Yediya. So the Rif holds Eidei Yediya and Tosis holds Eidei Riya. This is how the Tosis seems to learn the machlaikis. It's a short concise, Simon Tzadik, a cut Zion. This is how we learn the yisoy of the machlaikis between the Rif and Tysis.
Then what does it mean
that Rameya holds that Eidei Chasima Karati? Let's see if it follows through. According to Rav Meir, Rameya holds Eidei Chasima Karati. That what has the two eyes is Eidei Chasima. In other words, what does Rebbeya hold? To make it a shtar, you need Eidei Chasima. Afal pi kein zok toisvis, you still need Ein davar shebar v'pachas m'shtayim. You still need Eidei Mesira. But Eidei Mesira are not what makes it a get. You just need Eidei Mesira. They're not what makes it a shtar. They have to observe. You always need Eidei, Ein davar shebar. That's Tosfos Shita. What makes it a shtar is Eidei Chasima. You also need Eidei Mesira. Like Rebbeya. The Rif did not hold this way. The Rif holds that according to Rav Meir, it's enough Eidei Chasima. Right? The Rif holds according to Rav Meir, it's enough Eidei Chasima. So Tosfos says, 1 minute. Why don't you need Eidim on the Mesira? By Rav Meir. What would you answer? Very pashut. The Rif holds that the Eidei Chasima are good enough. For Eidus Lekiyume, for the Mesira. That's the whole Rif. The whole Rif is, the Rif said in Rabbi Laza. We'll say the same thing in Ramei. Eidei Chasima, twice Eidei Mesira. So in Rabbi Laza, who needs Eidei Mesira, we said Eidei Chasima, or the Eidei Mesira. In Rameyer, the Chayretz Pasha is totally Zabizah. In Rameyer, it's enough Eidei Chasima. So if you need the Dabash of Arabi, you need two people to hand it over. So we'll say, why does the Rif disagree? Pashit, because the Rif holds Eidei Chasima are Eidei Mesira. They're Eidei Yediya on the Mesira. So just like the Rav Elazar, Eidei Chasima are Eidei Yediya on the Mesira. So they remain it too. Eidei Chasima are good enough on the Mesira. So if you hold Eidei Chasima Karati, Eidei Chasima is enough without Eidei Mesira. So it follows very logically that the two machloikes are totally zebizeh. These two. The Lefikach of Tosfos says that the first one's also Tali, although that we didn't fully understand why. But we end up with these three machlaiksim, which seem to be interrelated. This is the basics of this Tosfos. Tomorrow, even though Thursday is a short day, I'd like to try to finish the Yamid. It's a very easy Yamid. We'll start to move.